Brian, you got 24 hours till this game going. What's it feeling like last practice before the big first game one?
Pretty excited. It seems like a short break between the regular season and the playoff start, but I think we're all kind of itching to get going here and get started. Good pace today, a lot of excitement.
People talk about this, is it the term, flip the switch kind of thing. Do you feel like this time of year, it's something that's club
I feel like it's a different game, so I think we're all going to be ready for that game tomorrow. I don't want to use that term, but I think this team is very capable of coming out tomorrow and playing a great hockey game.
One thing they say in sports is that teams want to play some of their best football or hockey going into the playoffs, and 4-5-1 for you guys in the last 10. How much stock do you put in that theory?
Yeah, it'd obviously be nice to go into the playoffs, hot and feeling good. It was definitely nice to win that last game, but I think people don't realize how different and how different the game is, and how emotional it gets. And I think you can kind of feed off that. So I don't think the record or the way we finish is going to play a huge role in how we do this year.
It kind of feels like the optimism of fans is they're kind of a bit less this year, right? It's almost like a flip a coin when they think of how you guys might do. Should they kind of take a deep breath and relax? Or
yeah, I mean, they're fans. They can think whatever they want. I think if they could see us in this room and see our confidence level and how relaxed we are going in tomorrow, I think they would probably be a bit more confident. But yeah, I mean, I think I'm not sure how we finished last year. I think we won like 8 or 9 of our last 10 or so. So yeah, it's a bit different, but I think it's a clean slate. I mean, it's a new year. It's a different kind of hockey coming up.
What stock you put in the importance of game one, Brian, when it's in your own rink and getting that good start?
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, it's the first game of the playoffs. It's one every team wants to win. It'd be big for us to get that first one tomorrow. But we played in a tough 7-game series last year where it was back and forth. So we know it could be another one of those. So they're going to want to win it just as bad as we are. So it's going to be a good game.
You told me back around maybe a week before Kevin got acquired that if there was another second line center coming in, that would mean the team was going for it and you'd be fine with whatever role you'd be put in. Do you like where you're at right now, or do you feel like you personally can take a step in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it could be another one of those playoffs where guys see multiple roles and, I might switch lines or positions and that's okay. I mean, this is the time that you put anything aside and you play where you're told and you sacrifice for the team, and that's what it's all about.
The Blues in early January, like last in the league, and then the way they've come on, I mean, what does that tell you about them and their capabilities?
That they're playing really good hockey and that they're a team that we respect, and a team that we got to be ready for. This by no means is going to be an easy series. It's going to be a grinder, and it's going to test both teams. So I think we're prepared for that, and we're ready for that, and we know they're going to be a really hard team.
When you look at the success that this group had before the All-Star break, and then the difference right now, obviously, after, what was the biggest change that you saw in the way that the team played?
The thing I can compare it to is kind of like a slump. I mean, you go through a slump and you feel like things aren't going your way and that you're never going to score again. And it's kind of like what it was. I mean, it felt like wins were really hard to come by and it felt like it was never going to end. And I think part of that's confidence I think just getting that confidence back that we can play with anyone, and that determination.
So what gives you confidence that switches now?
I think that's the best thing for us, that the season's over and it's a new time of year right now.
You've been in some playoff runs. There's some switches, like she was just saying, right? Some guys been injured, some guys need to score more almost, so you know what they are. Because this team had a run last year, you've been to the playoffs, you know what you're doing. What's the likelihood that all those switches can get flicked on at the right time.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the switch reference. You know, I think it's not like we were you know, trying to play that way and all of a sudden waiting for the playoffs to turn it on. I think we were working towards something. And, you know, the way we finished that last game, you know, hopefully gives us a bit of momentum. But like I said, I mean, it's a whole new season now. It's a whole new game. The hockey's a lot different. So the season's done.
Our expectations different. You know, there wasn't long ago that if the Winnipeg Jets went into playoffs as a 99-point team, everyone would be going, awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
now you're going in and there's some of this switch stuff going on.
Yeah, that's what happens when you do well and have a run like we had last year. You come into the season, and I remember in training camp, people talking about, you know, the Stanley Cup and stuff like that. And, I mean, we're shutting it down pretty fast. There's a whole season to play. And, you know, we know how hard it was to get to where we were at last year. And it's going to be hard again this year if we want to do it. We're going to have to beat some really good teams.
Brian, advantages of playing a team that's in your division in the playoffs is you play them enough, you get a good sense of who they are. How much of a feeling out process do you expect against a Blues team that should be entirely different than the one that you last played?
Yeah, we totally expect a different team than what we saw before. They've been playing really good hockey, and they almost seem like a different team. So the most we can do is just watch video and watch games that they've played recently and prepare that way.
Remember last year's first round, Buck dominated it physically. Round two,
couple more for Little and you
exploded against Nashville.
Yeah.
It's as if you guys have one guy, you have enough talent that one guy can almost be a dominant force in a series. Does it feel that way? You wonder whose turn it is?
Yeah, I mean, I think at some point you need multiple guys chipping in, and I think in those series, you know, even those guys, I mean, Buff was dominant, you know, a physical force, and Scheifs was racking up the goals. There were more guys contributing, and guys like, you know, Tanev and you know, Lowry and guys like that, that kind of chip in and help. That's kind of what you need to, I think, win the Stanley Cup. And you look at you know, some of the guys that were scoring big goals from Washington last year, it's kind of all over the map. So I think you kind of need contributions from everyone. But at the same time, we do have guys that can take over hockey games. So
any way of knowing who might be poised for that?
I have no idea. It could be the same guys. Could be someone else. I mean, we have a lot of talent in here. So.
Yeah.